Making a difference through sports and recreation. This is Jake Whalen.
I've always managed businesses, and I've always treated them like they were my own. So I thought it was finally time to own my own business. My parents were entrepreneurs, and my grandparents before that. So I guess I just live in the family genes.
Would you call it a family business? Do you have any family working with you right now?
Yes, my wife works with me. My son was working with me, and both my daughters have worked there as well. And everybody continues to help me with it in my family. And my nephew was working there as well. And so, yeah, it's a family business.
Now, looking at your community involvement, Brighton Minor Baseball was invited to take part in your open house last year, if I'm not mistaken, to raise money for the organization. How did that go, and is giving back to the community important to you? Is it something you try to do?
Yeah, my parents were always involved in their communities, and that is hugely important to me. And sports is something I find really important for kids. I think it makes great characters of them and actually builds great work ethic. So I find that's really important to me. So, yeah, I really want to give back to the community, not just through sports, but that's a major focus for me for sure. And yeah, we were able to give $600 to Brighton Minor Baseball from our open house. And this year we gave a $100 coupon to every kid who was their first year playing hockey in Brighton Minor Hockey. So we hope to continue to do things like that and more stuff like that.
That's fantastic. And I'm not sure if the hockey thing involves, I'm not sure if this is what you're talking about. I know you're involved with the Warkworth Music Fest, and they gave a donation of $2,500 to Warkworth Minor Hockey's IP program in December. Is that the money you're talking about with the hockey program?
No, that was a separate one. So Brighton Tire gave a $100 coupon to every new player in Brighton towards tires. That was Brighton Tire, but yeah, so I work with Music Fest is a different passion of mine that we started in Warkworth to be able to give money away in the Warkworth area, and yeah, so we did that in Warkworth to, we basically paid for every new player in Warkworth to play hockey. I know hockey's expensive. It's another passion of mine as well. I've coached for years. And the hockey numbers are dwindling across Canada, and I just thought, well, maybe if we can get the young guys hooked in young, they'll stay playing hockey forever. And I really want to get as many people playing sports, I guess, as possible. Like I said, it's a huge deal to me. I think it builds a lot of character. And so whatever I can do to help alleviate expense with anybody for anything, I'd love to do.
And then lastly, just to kind of touch up, what is your favorite part about living and working here in Brighton?
Well, I come from Tweed, Ontario, Stokoe, Ontario, actually, which is a little community outside of Tweed. So I'm a huge country bumpkin, I guess you could say. And my wife is from Warkworth. She was born and raised there. So that's how we ended up in Warkworth, and I equivocate that town, Warkworth, to Tweed, basically. They're both small towns. Everybody knows each other. Everybody likes each other and gets along and helps each other. If somebody needs help, they come and help them, whether they're building a shed or whatever. And I also equivocate that to Brighton. Everybody, although there's still lots of new people coming all the time, a lot of people know each other, and everybody waves to each other on the street, and they say hello to each other downtown. And everybody thinks that community spirit and supporting local business is important. And I think that's important, obviously, to the businesses so they can thrive and survive. But it feels like all the businesses want to give back to the community as well, which is just a huge revolving circle. And it does great for everybody. So I just love the small towns. I love everybody knowing everybody and being really nice to everybody.
Listen to all our community builders at brightontoday.ca.